Good morning and welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. We are kicking off December, and it feels like the market has a bit of a holiday hangover, a real risk-off mood this morning.
It really does. After that nice little rally we saw last week, futures are pointing to a significantly lower open. It seems like the optimism that carried us through the end of November has taken a pause.
A big pause. S&P futures are down about 50 points, and the NASDAQ is getting hit even harder. It looks like the Magnificent Seven are leading the charge lower, all of them down more than 0.5% pre-market.
That's the key. That end-of-month strength was all built on the market pricing in an almost 90% chance of a Fed rate cut in December. Now, it feels like traders are asking, okay, what's next? And they're not liking the answer this morning.
And adding to the uncertainty, we have President Trump saying he knows who his Fed chair nominee is, but he's not telling us yet. The market hates uncertainty.
Absolutely. And that uncertainty is being reflected globally. Looking overnight, Asia was mostly lower, with Japan's Nikkei getting hit hard, down almost 2%. Europe is a sea of red right now, with Germany's DAX down over 1.5%.
What's driving that weakness abroad? Is it the same sentiment?
It's a similar story, but with a specific flavor. Weak manufacturing data. We saw underwhelming PMI readings across China, Japan, and now Europe. It points to a continued slowdown, and that's a major headwind for global growth.
Speaking of data, we have some key reports hitting the tape here in the U.S. this morning. What should we be watching?
Eyes will be on the S&P Global Manufacturing PMI at 9:45 Eastern, followed by the more closely watched ISM Manufacturing Index at 10 o'clock. This will give us the clearest picture yet of how the U.S. factory sector is holding up.
Got it. Let's talk single stocks, because there are some really interesting moves happening. Let's start with the Chinese EV makers. NIO, XPEV, Li Auto. They all reported November deliveries. NIOs were up 76% year over year. That sounds fantastic, so why are all these stocks gapping down?
Right, it's a fascinating and frustrating setup for some traders. This is a classic case of a few things. First, it could be a sell the news reaction. But more importantly, Li Auto got hit with a downgrade to hold from buy, and that's casting a shadow over the entire group. It's a reminder that even great numbers can't always overcome broader market fears.
That makes sense. So one piece of bad news is dragging the whole sector down. What about energy? I see a split decision there. Chevron, CVX, gets an upgrade to buy at HSBC.
Yep, with a $169 price target. That's a nice vote of confidence. But on the flip side, Total Energies, TTE, was downgraded to hold by that same firm. So analysts are getting very selective in the energy space.
Okay, and what about Tesla? TSLA is also in the headlines, and not in a good way.
No, a report came out noting that Tesla's sales are falling in some key European markets. Even with record sales in a place like Norway, the broader European story is a concern, and the stock is reflecting that pressure this morning.
So with all this red on the screen, let's get technical. What are the key levels traders need to watch for the S&P and NASDAQ proxies, SPY and QQQ?
The sentiment is definitely what I'd call cautiously bearish. For SPY, the big support level to watch is right around 677. If we break below that with any real volume, it could open the door for a deeper slide. Resistance is up near 679.50.
And for the QQQ?
For the tech-heavy QQQ, support is at 612. Resistance is overhead at 615. And keep an eye on the VIX, or in this case, the VXX. We're seeing a spike there, which confirms that anxiety is rising. Investors are getting nervous.
So to wrap it all up, it's a nervous start to the month. What's your final thought for traders heading into the opening bell?
My final thought is to be nimble. The market is clearly in a risk-off mood, driven by global growth fears and Fed uncertainty. Watch those manufacturing numbers at 10 a.m. very closely, and respect those technical levels we just talked about. This is not the morning to be a hero. It's a time for cautious positioning until we get a clearer catalyst.
Excellent advice. A cautious and crucial start to December. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to The Morning Dose.